Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector. And today we're going to be talking about the best slide-out systems to buy in an RV. And yes, slides are a very popular feature of both towable RVs and motorhomes. Now, there's some people who do avoid slides at all costs because of things that they've heard about them. They may be concerned about high-dollar repair problems associated with them or the chance for leaks. And these are valid concerns that need to be addressed. But most RV buyers, well, they're willing to put up with those potential issues because of all the extra room they get with slide-outs. In fact, if you have opposing slides where one slide goes this way, the other goes that way at the same spot in the RV, well, it just opens it up to this big, roomy, apartment-like feeling that's just great. But what are the different kinds of slide systems that move these rooms in and out? How do they work? And is there a slide system that is actually better than the others? Well, we're going to cover five of the most common slide systems in use today. In fact, if you visit almost any RV dealer lot, you may see all five of these in use on various RVs if you go through them. And we're going to cover the pros and the cons of each system. Let's start with number one, and that is the electric through the frame rack and pinion system. It's the oldest slide system out there, but it's tried and true. It's very proven and reliable, and it handles a lot of weight very well. You're going to see some of the better RV manufacturers use these on their bigger slides. And as far as problems are associated with it, well, usually it centers around the motor, but the motor is usually easy to work on or even replace. So there's a lot of good things to like about the electric system. And if it fails, well, manual retraction is available. Next up on the list is the hydraulic through the frame rack and pinion system. And by the way, if you see these systems that use arms that go through the frame to move the room in and out, some people are really concerned about that because they cut a hole in the frame to do that. But really, the manufacturer usually beefs up the frame right there in that area. I'm not aware of any major frame issues with these kind of systems. But the hydraulic system doesn't use a motor. Instead, it uses a hydraulic arm or ram that pushes the room out and then pulls it back in. And sometimes they do it really fast, almost scary fast, how quickly it's moving that big, heavy room. But don't get worried, don't get shook, because it's really the way that it's designed to work. And the hydraulic system handles heavy weight very well. Once again, you'll see the better manufacturers use it on bigger slides. You can often retract a hydraulic system too if the hydraulics fail. But here's the one kick about them. There's often no control over the slide sequence. In other words, with all these other slide systems we'll mention, you can usually push a button on each individual slide, move it in and move it out without affecting the others. In a hydraulic system, you often have more than one slide on the same system. When you push the button, they both go in and out at the same time, and you can't control the sequence. It's not a major problem. It's just something to be aware of. Now, from here forward, we're going to be talking about slide systems that should be used on smaller or more narrow slides. And number three is the Schwintech rack and pinion system. Now, Schwintech has gotten a lot of bad publicity, in my opinion, unfairly. Because what's happened here is that some manufacturers have used that system on large slides or super slides even, when it's really not designed for that kind of weight. Then they break, and the system gets a bad reputation. But honestly, the Schwintech system is very reliable if it's used on smaller slides like a wardrobe slide or a bed slide in the bedroom. And there's manual retraction available if it fails. Next up on the list is a cable system. Once again, cable slides have gotten bad publicity, especially lately. But the truth is that if they're used on smaller slides, and this is very important, if the cable is maintained correctly, which means that you don't allow it to fray and you don't allow it to get loose slack in the cable, then these systems actually work very well and they're very reliable. The kick about them really is that they take up more room inside the RV than the other systems we're going to be talking about, because the operating system is usually on the top of the slide inside your RV. So it takes up about 5 inches or so of room inside your RV that the other slide systems would not be taking up. Again, it's not a problem. It's just something to be aware of. Now, as far as retraction is concerned, there is manual retraction. Unless the cable breaks, then it can be an issue. But if you maintain the cable, as I mentioned earlier, then you should be just fine. Next up is the Slim Rack system. And Slim Rack is a newer system that's come on the market. It's similar in many ways to Schwintech, but it appears to be more robust. However, I'm already seeing some manufacturers using the Slim Rack on large slides, even super slides. And from what I can tell, the arms are under a lot of stress and pressure. I would not recommend that for larger slides. If you see it again on smaller slides, then it's just fine. But I'd be careful about it on a bigger slide. And there is manual retraction that is available if the system fails. All right, so those are the 5 systems I wanted to cover with you, the pros and the cons, and how they work. Let's get to my question. What is the best slide system that I covered today? Well, honestly, if any of these systems are used correctly, the way they were designed for the slides they were designed for, they all work very well, and especially if they're maintained properly. But if I had to pick one that I feel is the best overall, I would say it would be the electric rack and pinion through the frame system. It's just so reliable and handles almost anything that a manufacturer can throw at it. And close behind would be the hydraulic through the frame system. Well, now, another point you need to think about when you buy an RV with slides is you're going to need to maintain these slides. And I made a video on how to do that a while back. I recommend that you watch the video and get a good idea of what you need to do to take care of your RV slides. Hopefully what I've shared with you today, my friends, has been helpful. Hopefully you've learned something about slide systems, how they work, the pros and cons, and about what you should be looking for with each slide system. And that way it will be very helpful for you when you come to the point where you want to buy another RV. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.